שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר תיקוני זוהר, אנחנו נמצאים בעמוד 141, באמצע פסקה שמתחילה במילים אמר רבי אלעזר. את הספר ניתן להוריד באתר קבלה לעם kab.co.il, כמו כן ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור דרך האתר.
כן, אז אנחנו ממשיכים, עד כה אנחנו קראנו, כן, ומכאן והלאה צריכים להמשיך. בבקשה.
אמר רבי אלעזר, אם כן, מהו ישוב לימי עלומיו? ומפני זה, ישראל עלה במחשבה. אמר לו, מניין לנו שאברהם שם במחשבה? אמר לו, לא לחינם נאמר, הרוצה להחכים ידרים, שהיא חוכמה, והיא מחשבה. באברהם התלבן אדם. וביצחק נצרף.
And in Abraham it would be a man, and in Isaac it was done such that it eventually it would bring money and a core for the gold. That for the silver is Abraham, and that for silver is Isaac, and the hearts of the Lord is Jacob, and all of these will operate it to two times, three times with a man. And he said to him, and what is it that he will return to his days of his youth? He told him that the tree that was old and his branches dried up, it was cut up and it grew from its roots. And new branches grew from it as anew, as it was in its youth. And this is to return to the days of its youth. This was the dream that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. The tree grew and became stronger, and at the end of its dream, he said, cut down the tree and chop down its branches. And then he said, but as long as its roots in the land keep. And there's no tree here, but an upper Adam. Or as it is written, for man is the tree of the field. And this tree the Creator planted in several generations and did not succeed. Until he planted it in the land of Israel and composed it from three fathers and succeeded there. And due to that, all these operated the Creator two, three times with a man. Immediately as he succeeded there and gripped there, his roots spread in the land which is the divinity. And his branches rose to the firmaments, and with all the chariots of the souls and angels and animals and seraphs and ofanim, until they return as before. And it was said, the tree of life moves for 500 years, and it grew and became strong, and its height is to the heavens and to the end of the world. Under its shade, animals will be supported, and the branches will live there with the birds of the skies and our holy souls, which will be nourished all those of flesh. And he made up them from 1,000 generations, like Shekhinah, which rises to 1,000 generations in the 10 Sefirot, in which 10 times comes to 100 until it rises to 1,000 generations. And immediately when the tree succeeds in the land, a tree comes from above, its roots in the land, which is the Shekhinah, and its branches grow till Ein Sof. And they spread in its roots until there's no essence, and at that time the tree grows like before. And at that time, the tree grows like before. And it's written, he created these animals, the holy animals. The birds of the sky are the souls. Because the bird of the sky will beget everything, and that of the heavens will say a matter. As when man sinned, and he cut down his cuttings, it's as if he has uprooted animals and angels and seraphs and ofanim from their places. And there was no one to receive the prayers, as it was said of them, for the bird of the sky shall lead the voice, and that of wings will say a matter. What will it say? In the prayers and merits of Israel. Rabbi Elazar said to him, certainly the upper ones and the lower ones depend on Adam HaRishon. And it's not for no reason that it was said that man will always see it on himself, as if the whole world depends upon him. But a person who has toiled by the Creator in the Incarnation and did not succeed in his place, he is uprooted from his place and put in another place, and changes his place. In the secret of the matter, and another land he took, and he opened his home. And this is a change of place. If he succeeded, it's beneficial. And if not, he uproots it from there, and composes it somewhere else, and changes his name. This is the change of name. If he succeeded, this is better, and if not, he uproots him from there. And this is, and he shattered the house and the stones and plants it in another place and changes his deeds in all that was at first. And for all its depictions, he changes his face and departs him. The Creator operates 2-3 times with all of these with a man. The land in which he plants him, his branches and roots spread into 1,000 generations, which is the Shekhinah. And this is the change of the action. And how many times? Until 1,000. As it is written, he commanded a thing for 1,000 generations. And it was written, 1,000 for you, Solomon. And these are 1,000 worlds which he plants until he succeeds and assembles it there. And the secret of the matter is that he brings mercy to thousands. To who? To his lovers and those who keep his mitzvot for 1,000 generations. We're reading the book of Zohar, and not just the book of the Zohar, but the corrections of the book of Zohar. This is the most secret, high, exalted place. There are no words. We don't really understand what's written, but what we're speaking of here is the final corrections, the greatest ones of the correction of the general soul, the correction of the soul. Hence, to the extent in which we want to incorporate in this, even without understanding, without any intellect, that's even better, because then we don't corrupt it with our intellect, and that is when we get the corrections. So sit silently here, and as much as we can, think of how this corrects us. This is how the corrections of the Zohar work. He told them, and to the wicked's what? As it's written, I have seen the wicked that are buried, and they came, and from a holy place they shall walk. What will you say of them? He said, I heard a secret. 1,000 will fall and 10,000 from your right and will not approach you. This is how I was told and implied to. He told him, if so, what is that they were crumbled and not a time as they departed before their time? He told him, these are 740 generations that were folded and departed before their time and were crumbled prior to their time and departed before their time. And the Creator threw them upon every generation, and this is the river that was departed. And this is the secret that Ben David does not come until all the souls in the body will come. And then the new ones are future to come. Meanwhile, the elder departs. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, friends, certainly, this is the eldest of the older, the one who merits from the generation which the secret has been revealed in him. The deed was where one man connected without feet. He found two wise who were none so wise in the generation. He met them and said, peace upon you, wise ones. I have heard of you that you are the wise of the generation. He told him, where are you going? He told him, to an anonymous place. But it's the eve of the Sabbath. He told them, even though you're rising upon beasts which run a lot, and I am without feet, if you want, I will precede you to prepare the Sabbath for you. They perplexed and said, but you are without feet. How could you precede the beasts that run? He told them, as the 42 names, the 42 letter name, and they paced forward 500 paces ahead. They found a cave with a table on the left with all the delights of the world upon it. And there was a lamp on the south side with 7 candles on it, and a bed of silver and gold and precious stones on the west between north and south, and a throne on the east, and 300 students sat on that table. After they all ate, and those wise one, that one rose and said, I shall clothe in a body where they illuminate like the radiance of the sun. And he told him, and the educated shall illuminate as the radiance of the firmament. And the face of the students illuminate like the stars forever. They would open the book of Kohelet and read of the false of falsehoods. And Kohelet said, it's all false. And they would repeat it several times. They told him, these wise of the generation, and did Solomon not do another verse in Kohelet? He entered them as the one who appeared without feet on the way, and he brought them with chalot and silver and gold and precious stones. And in the hall, 7 thrones of 4 animals, and a pigeon of silver and adornments of gold on her head. And it was written of her, all those who don't know what falsehoods is written about, and the foreigner who will come close will be put to death. And those wise of the generation saw it immediately so, as it was written in that adornment, that they returned back in their place. He told them that one who appeared as one without feet, and it seems to you that you are the wise of the generation, you are actually the foolish of the generation, and you didn't see in all your study from, it was me that he yearned for all the days, and I shall bring him contentment to ever for the length. These are the falsehoods of Kohelet. These are the secret of the 7 names, in which 42 letters, against the 7 days of Bereshit, in which there are 10 statements and 32 Elohim. And they are 42. It was said about them, heart, 32, which was said of Elohim, Elohim, which are the exalted ones upon them. These are the 7 chests of Gitatz, upon which it was said, seraphs stand above him. This is the name of his virtue to cover the soul, as it rises above every night to testify the good deeds of man. From the sabotaging angels that harm everything, and the spirits and ghosts and demons that blossom above, which in 2 letters they cover every name and their face from them. This is the 2 letters that will cover her feet, and with the 2 letters they blossom upwards, and thus it is to the Ruach, and thus it is to the Nefesh, and there's a name of 42 in the form of a insignia of wax. And this is the name of 42 in the depiction of the form of the image of the king, which is etched by the signia, which is the name of 42, which has the form of the image of the 42, which is the form of the image of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph. The name 42, which is the sign, which is I will be Ekye. And this is the depiction of Membet in wax, which is Avgitatz. And the wicked, whose soul are demons and harmful ones, do not operate but in witchcraft and in the deeds of demons like them. Because the wicked, all the names and all the havayot of the Creator and all the angels who hate them. This is why it is not beneficial to have any charms or names that are holy or angels, because it does not grip one type but hits type. And due to this, you shall not seed your vineyard, but in places where the armies of the house of Israel and the man of Judea planted his delights and the armies of his Nikud, Yudkei Vavkei, upon which it was said, I have only yearned for your fathers, Cholam Shva Kamatz, and these are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their degree is Chesed, the great priest, Gvura, the Levite, Israel, the middle pillar. As Cholam Keter for Tiferet, Kamatz Chochmah for Chesed, and in it, one who wants to be wiser shall go south. And in Chochmah, blessed is one who awaits the revival of the dead. Chochmah waits, and they all rose and bowed before him. He opened as before and said, there is a falsehood that was done upon the land, as there are righteous who comes to them as the deed of the wicked, and there are wicked who comes to them as the deed of the righteous. Come and see that the deed was in one man, one of those of stilts who would walk along the way. He met two sages, the greatest of the generation of the wisdom of the Torah. And he said to them, peace be on you, wise ones. I have heard of you that you are the wise of the generation. To what place are you going? They told him, to an anonymous place. And it was the eve of Sabbath. He told them, I am going there, and I will prepare for you the place for you to settle if you want. They told him, but we are with horses, and you are without feet. How is this possible to be? He told them, although you are riding upon beasts which run a lot, and I am without feet, if you want, I will proceed to prepare for you the Sabbath. They perplexed. Meanwhile, they saw him running as a star, and they made a leap and found themselves in a cave as a blink of the eye. He told them, wise ones, enter. They entered after him, a cave within a cave, until they entered a certain orchard. And there was the one with the stilts that was disrobing from one body and clothing another body, and his face illuminated like the sun. He sat on a throne of kingship, and 300 of his students sat on his throne to his feet. And they were reading, it was a false of falsehood, said Kohelet. And they read this verse times without calculation. They told him, these wise ones of the sages of the generation, what, is there no other verse in the book of Kohelet? Immediately the one with stilts stood up and sat by the throne with them and held their hands. He put them into the seven halls, and in each palace there was written false of falsehoods. And in the seventh palace there was an eagle and an adornment in his mouth, and the image of that pigeon and that adornment, and it was written about this adornment, whoever does not know these falsehoods and their secret, it was written about, and the foreigner who will come close will be put to death. They immediately returned back. The one with the stilts told them, you are the wise, the greatest of the generation. I followed you thus far to know your wisdom, and certainly you are not wise, since certainly in this verse I have done all this building, and in it I would fly the world in one flight, and once in two, and once in three, and once in four, and once in five, and once in six, and once in seven. And we, in this land, we all walk with stilts. And this is the verse, I have inherited it from Abba, and Abba from his father. All the generations, he gave them great treasures and put them in their place as a blink of the eye. And due to this, there is falsehood which is done on the land. The friends told him, Rabbi, tell us a hint of this verse, as this wisdom was not covered from the friends. He told them, wise ones, certainly it is an upper secret there, but I will tell you and imply it. There are seven falsehoods, and one who is merit is the one who has not taken their reward in this world. And they're included in Bathsheba, which are the verse, one falsehood, two falsehoods, which are three. The false of falsehood three are, after all, six. They are all falsehoods, and they are seven. And against them, seven names, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Taf, Tzadik. These are the seven falsehoods which are double. Against seven candles of the lamp, which are double, which it was said about, seven and seven are poured. And these are seven havayot, which was said about in the statement, let there be light, and it was immediately. And the clothings, which are seven havayot, are seven names Avgitats and his friends. Falsehood is the blade, the falsehood of blades. And it was said about them in the voice of God, he quarries flames of fire. And whoever knows these falsehoods can emerge from his mouth and from his heart and knows the upper Shekhinah. And all the falsehoods depend upon her and clothe in the lower Shekhinah, which includes seven names of Gitats and his friends. And these that were created, heaven and earth, which were made in this statement and these in action. And the secret of he does and he does it immediately. And these are the seven falsehoods that are against the seven candles of the lamp, which was said about doubly, there seven and seven are poured to the candles on her head. And these in statement and these in action. And they are Yud K, Yud K, Vav K, Vav K. These are the seven and seven that are poured. The people who are know how to raise their prayers and statement and deed, and the statements of your mouth, and I have covered your hands with my shadow. And it was said, don't call with me, my nation, but with me in partnership. As it's written, it's in the word of God, heavens were done, and in the spirit of his mouth, all his armies. This is how you are in partnership with me, as in your speech, heaven and earth were created. The falsehood of the Creator heart. Hey is divided to Dalet Vav Partsufim. Dalet Vav, Dalet, the four feet of the throne. Vav, 6 degrees to the throne. Merits the one who inherits the soul from the holy throne, which is included of these corrections, and he makes the throne of the Creator of the name Yudke Vavke on the way of Atzilut, to correct the throne of a person to his soul.
Kise, the throne, is from the word covering.
And it was said, all the souls are made of the throne of Hothroni, of glory. And this is the upper Shekhinah, which there's no creator without Yud, because Yad and Kes Yud Ke. Vav dwells in Matat, and this is the Ruach, which is intellectual, which is Atzilut. Hey is in the Ofan, and this is the intellectual Nefesh, on the way of Atzilut. There's Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh intellectually, and not on the way of Atzilut. But it was said about them that they're cut out of, and this is the throne and the angel and the Ofan. Privileged are Israel who raise the falsehoods of their prayers in them about the letters of the Creator and the upper Shekhinah and the lower one. And because of this, there's a falsehood that was done upon the land, and there's an falsehood for the wicked, which is the falsehoods of a lie. And they take the saboteuring angels who implant them in the firmaments and the lands of the falsehood. And it was said about them, their falsehood and their actions are to confuse, and in their command they will be lost. They rose and bowed before the land and said, if we did not come to the world but to hear this, it would be sufficient. Seven and seven are poured to the candles that are on her head. And they are Yud K, Yud K, Vav K, Vav K. These are seven multiples of the Beged Kafprat that are clothings for them. And they all rise from the heart to the mouth. Seven falsehoods rise. Seven go down to water them. And due to this, seven and seven are poured. Three of them are concealed above, as their clothings are emish, which are esh maim ruach, fire, water, spirit, as they are 10 that rise from the 32 paths, against which 10 statements and 32 elokim of Bereshit, which are membet, 42. And from the heart, fire emerges, and from the wings of the lung, ruach, from the brain, water, and the ruach grips to the fire and becomes voice. And when it grips to the water, it's told about him, the voice of the Creator upon the water. As he grips to the fire, it's said about him, the voice of the Creator etches the flames of fire. And when he grips to the ruach, he has the strong wind which breaks mountains and breaks stones. And it's said about him, the voice of the Creator breaks the oak trees. And the three nekudot are against emish, and it's written, only in your forefathers he yearned. And the cholam shva kamatz, kamatz for the right, and the voice of the Creator upon the water. And when the ruach grips to him, which is cholam, it was said about him, and the Spirit of God hovers upon the waters. Shva is in fire. And when the ruach grips to it, it is a strong wind which disassembles mountains and breaks stones on the side of Gvura, which is strong. When the spirit, the ruach, grips to him, which is cholam ben kamatz shva, which are water and fire, and are two arms that have a right arm and a left arm, which are 28 joints, it was said about them, the voice of the Creator in koach, in force. And when this ruach grips to the middle pillar, it was said about him, the voice of the Creator in hadar. As he grips to the two thighs, which are tzirei, it was said about him, the voice of the Creator, which shall generate deers. And these two does will have two brothers, and they both will adhere to his brother. And here is the secret of impregnation. As his brother will fall, the second will raise him. And the secret of the matter, he gave me the wilderness every day, Dava. And this is Hod, which was said about, for he touched the thigh of Jacob, his foot, and the Shekhinah, Dava, in exile, which had blossomed from her, the thigh, which is Vav from Hay, which remains with her Dalet. The voice of the Creator will generate the desert, which is Chirik, and this is the righteous. And when the Ruach grips to it, he will generate the desert. Seven voices against seven names of Gitats. Ruach rises in the Avir, which is the upper Keter, the primordial Avir. The fire rises with the Creator, which is Ima, and she becomes a woman. Maim rises with Yud and becomes Yamim, days, and this is Chokhmah. And this is how they go down relative to Netzach Vehod Yesod. Malchut, the Kli of them all, and it is the dust which is made of them all. And she is the rule of all the Otiyot, which are the Kli for the Nekudot. And for these seven voices it was said, and all the people see the voices. And about three concealed, he said, the voice of matters you hear, the daughter of voice of them all, the lower divinity, the lower Shekhinah.
Questions? None? Okay. We listen. We want it to influence us. That's it. And as much as possible, pray. I want the Zohar to influence me. All right, let's continue.
Come and see, there are three nekudot. Chirik, Chulum, Cholam, Shuruk. Cholam is the tip of the Yud above, which is Cholam. The tip of the letter Yud below is Chirik. Inside, in the middle, is Shuruk. When there are three as one, they are Segolta, and they are a chain, and they are Shuruk, and they are Segol. Keter Anchub is Segolta Cholam Antzire. Segol is the Nekuda under Sire. Chesed Gvura, Tiferet below. Netzach Hod, Yesod in the middle, is Shuruk. And thus, when Tiferet in the middle is Shalshelet. Shva is the two Nekudot. When water overcomes the fire, or fire over water, or when they are Yesod and Malchut. Each of these Sfira, upon the other, in every place, is Shva. The secret of the matter is the great light and the small light. When they are equal, there was Tzire. The two great lights. And all the Nekudot are speech and letters, false of falsehoods, which depend from Hey, Hey. And they are great letters and small letters. Nekudot from Yud, there is a Bat Kol certainly. Voices are from Vav. And these are Otiyot and Nekudot, and the Ta'amim are included in them. The Nekudot clothed in Maim, in water, on the right. And it was said, they want to wise, they go south. The otiyot from Hey Hey, nekudot from Yud, ta'amim from Vav. Nekudot clothed on water, on the right, which is said about, one who wants to wise shall go south. The otiyot clothed on the esh, on the fire, on the left. And it was said about them, the voice of the Creator breaks through the flames of fire, which are falsehoods. The tamim clothed in the avir in the middle, and tamim are from the side of the keter. Nekudot are from the side of chokhmah, and otiyot from the side of bina. They clothe in the maim, esh, and ruach, which are chagat, and thus they clothe in nehi, malchut. The kli of them all is included of them all. It is Pe, from which the falsehoods emerge and the voices and speeches, and they are all included in her, and it is the heart in which all are included. And from it emerge the beatings of the wind to all the arteries of the arm, which is the Ruach beating on the water, which is to the right. And it was said, the voice of my beloved is knocking, open, my sister. For that which was said about, tell to the Chochmah, you are my sister. And when it knocks on the left, which is fire, it was said about her, my beloved, in which it was burnt in several resafim, which are srafim. And it was said about her, reshpea, or reshafim of fire, and her flames. On the middle pillar, my beloved pure dove, which was said the degree of Jacob, about Jacob, who is a pure man. And he knocks there on the weight, it does not rise nor go down. As in the water, it goes down as far as a righteous. It goes down and it rises in the length of the tkia. In the shattering is in the place of the chain in the middle, which is Tua, the voice of a silent peace, which is the lower Shechina. And he says, my Tamati is in the beloved place. And when Shechina is in exile, it was said about her, I am sleep and my heart is awake. When she is asleep, there is no pulse in her, because the Creator, which is the voice of her pulse, distances from her. As it was written, I have become silent and I've moved from good. Why have I been moved? Yud Kei, which is silence, which is implied in Elohim, which is 32 Elohim of the deed of Bereshit, which is the dofek, the beat of the voice of Elohim. And because I and in the voice, which is good. At that time, a simple daughter, a single daughter was remained in the exile. Because there is no exile, it was brought in silence. And because of that, the prayer is in incognito. And because of that, there are 70 names to the Torah. And at that time, the pulse, which is like Nikudot, came to the Nikudot itself, which are 10. And they are beating in the pulse of the Ruach, and they are as the harp of David, which is a pulse that rises in the Nigun. And this is against the Tfikot that looks at the doctor and the pulse. And this is how David did 10 forms of melodies in Psalms. He told them, four are my beloved, my sister, my beloved, my pure one against Yud Kei Vav Kei. Four pulses against Yud Kei Vav Kei. The pulse emerges from the left room of the heart, and this is the northern spirit which blows from the violin of David, who would play upon it. And in all the arteries and veins of the body, they pulse, and the heart pulses, and this is the secret of the matter. Wherever it will be, that's where the Ruach to go with. The liver is Sam and Esau, which has no spirit of holiness. Its arteries do not pulse. And because of that, divinity does not dwell in the nations of the world. And in exile, where the Holy Spirit departed, it was written about him, and the Spirit of God was upon him. And it was the counsel and gvura and the reason of the fear of God. There's no pulse in the heart, which is l'shchina. It was said about this, I am asleep, and my heart is awake. And there's no voice in the mouth that rises in the spirit of the voice, in the crying, in the length, and then the shvarim and shever, and in the tru'ah, in the shalshelet of the middle voice, and not in the length or in short. The daughter of the voice is a silence, a sound of silence, which is very thin, very sign incognito in the way of the nakedness of a woman. And when the Messiah will come and come down in the spirit of holiness upon him, he says, the voice of my beloved knocks. It knocks and rises and descends, and it rises in upper hay and emerges as yud and comes down in the hay that is lower, and in the vav it is the secret of the matter. The Creator with wisdom founded the land. He made the heavens with smarts, and in Abba he founded the daughter, which is the little hay. And it was said about it, and his father heard the matter. And Ima, which is the upper hay, he made the heavens, which is Vav. And it is Ben Yudke. And when the letters Ab and M got closer, Ben with Bat, daughter with son, each with his pair, the upper hay rises relative to Yud. The lower hay emerges relative to Vav. This is the sacrifice which rises and descends. At that time it was said, and you shall bring closer the bones to itself. And the secret of the matter, a bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. The bone for myself and flesh is Yud with Hay. And the flesh of my flesh is Vav with Hay. Hence, a man will leave his father and his mother and adhere to his wife, and they will be as one flesh. Due to this, when hay rises relative to Yud, it was said about her, this is the Torah of the Olah, which is Ha'olah, which rises relative to Abba. And when she goes down relative to the sun, it's written, and the fire of the altar will be in it. It's burned in it in the flames of love. And when Vav emerges towards her hay, and Yud rises relative to her hay, at that time, the angels of God rise and descend in it. All of these are knocking on the rest of the arteries. And it was said, two arise and two come down. Two rise, Yudke. One towards the other. And two come down, Vavke, one towards the other.
It's clear that, how to say, ascends and descends, it's a chassidim, and this is how it should be considered.
To rise, Ruach and Esh, which are the voices that rise in the Dofik. And to rise, water and dust, which are heavy in the pulse. And they are Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, Raphael. Michael, water, Gabriel, fire, Nuriel, spirit, and Raphael, dust. Yud in the Rosh, Hey in the hands, Vav in the Guf, in the body. Hey, the false which rises, the false which descends. The raising false is upper Hey, which is Yud, the 10 statements. And what is it rising? In the voice, which is Vav. The descending falsehood is the lower Hey, which goes down with it and becomes speech. The closeness of the falsehoods and the voice and the speech in the Peh, which is in the calculation Mila, word, including it all. It is the closeness of Adni in the middle pillar, a offering to the Creator, and this is the lower Shechina. And this is the unification of the letters Yudke Vavke in the righteous, which is the sign of a covenant. And one who brings these letters close to prayers is privileged. And the one who raises him to the altar, to the Creator, in his Shechina, in his mouth. And one who merits is one who unites in the Kriyat Shema in his prayer. Certainly the closeness is in the middle pillar and the unification in the righteous. And who unites it all and brings it all close? The Ilat, the cause of causes. Meanwhile, the elder opportunes to him, which illuminates the world. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was his name. And he said, Rabbi, Rabbi. Certainly the closeness of the four letters and their unification in the middle pillar. And the closeness in their unification is such in a righteous. And the 2 degrees that are united, Israel in the cry of Hero Israel and the Arvit of Shacharit. And they bring them closer in the prayer of Shacharit in Arvit. And this is the offering that rises and descends. The Hey rises in the middle pillar, and Vav descends in the righteous. Even though everything is truth, it rises and descends Hey in the letter Yud, Hey in the letter Vav. Immediately when he said these matters, he blossomed.
Okay, we'll continue to Zohar.
What did we read exactly? What is this text? It's very beautiful.
It's corrections of the Zohar. The greatest corrections that can be by the book of Torah, by reading Torah, that really talks about the last corrections of the whole system of Adam HaRishon.
Is there more light in this?
Yeah, the greatest force there is. Even if we don't understand it, these are very difficult things to process, but they're very great for corrections. We read something for today, until tomorrow. Tomorrow too we'll study.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, we also have...
Oh, even better. All right.